Good morning, I'm Paul Qualia, the Director of APAC Assistance, and covering off on the main issues in East Asia Pacific region this Monday, the 25th of February. Firstly, in the Philippines, the Department of Transportation has approved the closure of the Tandangsura flyover and intersection in Quezon City in the National Capital Region of Manila from March the 2nd. The closure expected until well into 2020. The closure of the four-lane intersection and flyover is to facilitate the construction of the Tandangsura station, one of the stations on the 22-kilometre Manila Rapid Transit 7 line currently under construction. It is estimated that more than 100,000 motorists are going to be affected on their regular Manila commute. Clients are advised to avoid the Tandangsura flyover and research alternative routes. In Singapore, a fire broke out at Block 517A Jurong West Street 52 in Western Singapore yesterday. The Singapore Civil Defence Force said that they were alerted about the fire at around 1:30 in the morning. Around 90 people were evacuated from the block by the police and two people were admitted to hospital. The cause of the fire is still being investigated. Clients are advised to avoid Jurong West Street 52 due to the presence of emergency vehicles still causing traffic delays. In Indonesia, the Central Java Election Supervisory Agency said that Central Java Governor Ganjar Pranowo and 34 other regional heads in the province had broken the law by participating in an event in support of President Joko Widodo. The regional leaders had allegedly violated law number 23/2014 on regional administration by taking a side in the presidential election, which will be held in April. Enforcement agencies said showing support is right, but is wrong to show their public support in public due to the official positions held by those regional leaders. Public endorsements by officials holding different positions in government has become common as the election month of April is coming closer. In Thailand, the Association for the Protection of the Constitution said they will submit a petition to the Election Commission to investigate whether future Forward Party leader Thanathorn Chuangrun Gruanki has violated the election law by giving inaccurate information in his biography. According to information published on the Future Forward website, Mr. Thanathorn was president of the Federation of Thai Industry between 2008 and 2012. The information was incorrect because the Future Forward leader was president of the Nakhon Nayok chapter of the Federation during that time. If found guilty of violating the law, Mr. Thanathorn could be liable to a jail term of between 1 and 10 years or a fine of up to $6,300 or both. He could also be banned from elections for 20 years. In China, US President Donald Trump has decided to delay the tariffs on Chinese goods after progress was made in recent trade talks. Mr. Trump has planned to raise tariffs to 25% from 10% on US dollars, $200 billion worth of Chinese imports into the United States. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping will schedule a meet to sign the agreement if the talks reach a successful agreement. The trade war has raised serious concerns around the world, leading to price rises in many sectors. In North Korea, US President Donald Trump sounded optimistic about his upcoming talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-il in Hanoi, Vietnam. Donald Trump said, "Without nuclear weapons, North Korea can become one of the great economic powers in the world," of course, citing its strategic location between China, South Korea, and Japan, and of course, if embargoes are removed. However, he was skeptical about North Korea giving up its nuclear weapons. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that Kim's commitment at the State of the Union has substantially taken down the risk to American people. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk Management membership or buy a non-access subscription. Our assessments can also be purchased from our website on a pay-for-view basis or email us at info@apacassistance.com.